Remember, the novel coronavirus is just that, novel, new. Epidemiologists are learning about it in real time as it continues its global path of destruction. One question they're trying to answer is whether there is a seasonal aspect to it. Does it behave like the flu and lose steam as the weather warms? Bill Hannage is an epidemiologist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Professor Hannage, there was a study that came out of MIT last weekend that found that 90% of COVID-19 transmissions as of March 22nd occurred in areas with a temperature between 37 and 63 degrees Fahrenheit. What is the significance of that?
The significance of that is that it suggests, that perhaps there is some element of seasonal forcing. Seasonal forcing is what epidemiologists like me is the term we use to describe things which spread more in the winter than in the summer. So, for instance, flu has very strong seasonal forcing. You're much more likely to get flu transmission occurring in the winter than you are in the summer months. So this study has been interpreted as suggesting that there could be seasonal forcing for COVID. However, I think that we still need to get more data to be sure about that.
To date, hot and humid countries seem to have, and I should say seem to have, had fewer cases of COVID-19. Would you agree with that? And if you do, why is that the situation?
I think that we have to consider a number of other factors that could explain that. For instance, one of the early introductions was to Singapore. Singapore is not only a hot and humid country, it's also a place which has excellent public health, excellent contact tracing, and some very world-class epidemiologists. The same is true of Hong Kong. If you look to other places around that region, like Indonesia, Indonesia was famously bad in terms of starting testing. And so there may have been a lot of community spread there that we just haven't detected. What we are seeing with COVID is that when it enters a community, in some places, it kicks off large outbreaks quite quickly, like in Iran. In others, it doesn't. But that doesn't mean that it's going to not happen. Right now, for instance, we can see that there's probably very good evidence of COVID transmission taking place in Florida.
So where do you find the strongest evidence that coronavirus does behave like the flu virus and that it is seasonal and could let up over summer months in North America and Europe?
So the study you're talking about at the moment is probably the strongest evidence, but as I say, it has a number of confounding issues to do with the places where it's saying and transmission has not been happening. It could be that transmission was just not observed. My colleague Maurizio Santayana has done a study which was looking at the initial epidemic in different parts of China, because China is quite a big place, and China has a number of different climatic conditions in different parts of it. So up north, it's kind of cold and not very humid, whereas south, it's warm and pretty humid. So if you were able to see seasonal forcing, you would expect there to be more transmission happening up north and less happening down south. But when he looked at the early stages of the epidemic, he found no such effect.
Have any previous viruses like SARS or MERS shown a seasonal pattern or behaved any differently in warm and humid climates?
The issue with SARS is often misunderstood is that people say that it went away because of the warm and humid climates and the change in the seasons. But actually what happened with SARS was that the majority of transmission happened after symptoms developed. So social distancing, people who have a cough or respiratory symptoms just staying at home had an outsized effect on transmission. That does not appear to be the case with COVID. COVID, there is increasing evidence that COVID transmits before symptoms become apparent. And as a result of that, it's much, much harder to control. Now, when the flu goes away in the summer, it's not just because of seasonal forcing. It's not just because it finds it harder to transmit. Seasonal flu has been going around all winter, building up immunity in the community, which means that when it tries to transmit, it's more likely to find that the person it's transmitting to is immune. So the downturn you see in flu is due to seasonal forcing plus immunity. This is COVID. It is a new virus. There is no immunity. This is a pandemic.
I'm wondering, Professor Hannage, if you feel a little bit uncomfortable even drawing the comparison to the flu, given that those parallels have largely been dismissed at this point.
I think you're absolutely right, Marco. We've had lots of people saying, this is flu, this is flu, this is flu. This is not flu, it's COVID. It's wrong to draw the comparison. It's wrong to say, oh, flu kills only so many people a year and this has killed fewer than that. The thing which people keep missing is that whenever you say there have not been that many deaths, it's the so far at the end of that. There have not been large outbreaks in these places yet. This is still very early stages in the pandemic, and we're going to learn a lot more, but a lot of it is going to be learned at considerable cost.
What evidence would you need to conclude that the coronavirus is affected by temperature and does follow that seasonal forcing dynamic you were talking about?
We would need evidence that would show that the rate of transmission, uninterrupted by other things, was slower in the summer than it was in the winter. Now, of course, this is going to be very difficult data to get because we are going to be seeing a whole load of other countermeasures which are going to be put in place, and rightly so, in order to stop it spreading. Now, I hope that those are going to drive the reproductive number down, but it's going to be very difficult to know whether or not that's due to the countermeasures, this physical distancing that we're all doing, the reason I'm talking to you on Skype, or if it's due to something like seasonal forcing. Coronaviruses don't seem to have as much seasonal forcing as flu, and that's bad news.
Bill Hanage is an epidemiologist at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thank you very much for speaking with us and for speaking with us over Skype. We don't have a choice, do we?
No, we don't.